This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the camera lie? You be the judge. What kind of camera are we talking about?
So I got something in the mail yesterday and I was like, this doesn't look good, doesn't look friendly.
This has a window in it.
I got a ticket for speeding on 490. I hadn't been pulled over, but here it is, a picture, broad as can be. My license plate says I was going 52 and a 40. You know how over here on the Freddy Sue it goes from 40 to 55? I thought I was past where we hit 55. We were not. So,
however, if it's where I think it is there work going on there? They put cameras in work zones.
Yes.
That's
dun dun dun.
That's, I'm telling you, folks, if you see a work zone, it doesn't have to tell you there's a camera there.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. It could be some, you know.
Well, and there's signs up. I noticed them yesterday when I was coming in. Now, this was before I saw that I had gotten a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, the camera caught me 2 weeks ago. It came through. So
I'm wondering, can you fight that at all? Because it's not manually done. It's automated. Could there be a malfunction in the camera?
It says, yes, you can fight a camera speeding ticket, but you'll need to request a hearing within a certain time frame.
All right.
You don't have a case. I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, Hope, you know we're here as a team. Who would you like to represent you?
Well, TJ has no face. You just said I don't have a case, so...
You ain't got a chance.
By default. No, well, it's just one of those things, you're going with the flow of traffic. It's not even like you're intentionally trying to speed. I was barely going 50 and I thought it was 55.
Now, there's a good chance the rest of those in front of you got tickets too.
Right. Yeah.
There's a really good chance you're following the flow of traffic, all of them. Trust me, I am the queen of the parking ticket. I'm not proud of it, but my vehicle has been booted twice.
Yeah, you don't want her representing you. No, you don't. I got this.
So I went to traffic court locally for Monroe County, and I waited. And that's what you got to do. You just got to wait until they have time on their docket. And I sat there and waited hours. And I got up there, and he was like, well, you got the tickets, and you didn't pay them. I'm like, right. But listen, he was like, pay your tickets. So I sat there and I didn't have a case. I don't know what I thought I was doing.
So you wasted your whole day that you could have been doing other things and you still had to pay for it.
And I forced my husband to come with me. So I also wasted his whole day. And then...
In other words, just pay. You're guilty.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge time commitment for you. Just plead guilty and pay your ticket. That's my advice. But again, I'm not representing you. Yours truly over here.
I mean, look at here, Judge.
I mean,
my client is a distinguished member of the community.
I mean, and he's going to go in there with a weird accent and everything. Look at him.
There was a sun glare. She was keeping up with traffic for her own safety. I would try my best to get you out of that ticket. No guarantee, though.
Oh, thank you, Bo. I know you would do your best.
Have you ever gotten out of one of these camera speeding tickets? Let us know how you did. We're here for you. You're here for us. It's a team effort here. WBEE. And Hope was caught on camera doing a little speeding. And where was that at again?
Over here on 490, right off the Freddie Sue Bridge. It goes from 40 to 55. And I thought I was at the part where it was 55. I was only going 52. Okay. I thought I was below speed. But
got the ticket in the mail. Have you ever been able to beat a camera tickets.
And you can fight it, but you're going to lose.
Gee, thanks for that vote of confidence.
Best of luck. That's all I can tell you.
And Hope got caught on one of those traffic camera going a little fast. Hey, where was that again?
Over on 490 over by the Freddie Sue Bridge. It goes from 40 to 55. And I thought that I was coming up where it was 55. I was only going 52, but I was apparently still in the section marked 40.
Ah, you know, the hardest thing is when the speed changes so fast. I know going to Darien Lake, some of those back roads, it's like 55, 40, 30. And like, if you're not paying attention, yes, boom, you get popped real quick for a ticket there. But I'm willing to go represent you if you want to go to court. Look at here, Judge. I'm willing to help you. But what do you think, Mandy? You think she can get out of it?
The only time I have ever heard of anybody getting out of a camera ticket like that is if their car, they can prove that their car was stolen and they were not driving it.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Are you, like, smiling in the picture? Like, staring at the camera. No. This is my better side.
I go in to represent her, right? I go to represent her. Look at here. Hope is a distinguished member of the community.
Somebody stole her car.
No, and Hope goes, he was borrowing my car that day. He just throws me under the bus.
Because here's the thing. I just went through where Hope got her ticket, and it is clearly stating that it's there. And you can actually see it going off. There's a flash of white light. Wow. So I'm sorry, sweetheart, but pay it up. It's going to save you a lot of time and a hell of a lot of hassle.
Well, I'm not opposed to paying it. I just wanted other people to be aware that this was going on because I hadn't seen it.
Oh, we all know.
Wait a second. Okay. Wait a second. That's my defense now. She is doing a public service announcement on the radio to help others.
Yeah, the only way you're getting out of that is if you can prove your car was stolen and you were not driving it at the time of the ticket.
Okay. Good morning.
I just want to commiserate with Hope because I got busted doing the same thing.
Same spot?
Same spot. I had two doctor's appointments 2 weeks in a row and got two tickets.
Oh,
and
no.
All I was doing was following along with the traffic. I wasn't even really paying attention to the speed. I got to be honest. I wasn't paying attention to the speed.
Okay.
I was following along with the rest of the traffic. And the rest of the traffic must have gotten tickets too because we were all going apparently 49 miles per hour.
So Debbie just wants you to feel good. You're not alone.
You're not alone. But I got two tickets instead of one. So $50 for the first one and $75 for the second one. Ooh. And I have a feeling it keeps going up.
Oof. Yeah, the first one, it says October 14th. So it was a two-week delay. So I'm a little bit nervous if there's going to be another one. We'll find out.
That's exactly what happened to me and exactly how I found out about it. Yep, exactly. So stay slow. Keep your foot on the brake.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Maybe you could start a club, the ticket camera club.
I think it's a 2-minute difference for me to take back roads as opposed to taking 490. Maybe I'll just start taking back roads and hanging out at red lights instead of hopping on the expressway.
Who sang makes me want to take a back road?
Yeah. Is that Ronnie Atkins?
Well, the tickets maker want to take a back road.
Hope, there was a new camera speeding set up on the highway. That area is?
Yep, over on 490 over by the Freddie Sue Bridge. I was going on 490 East after work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it goes from 40 to 55. I thought I was in the point that was now 55. I was going 52, but I got a speeding ticket from a camera. Speed limit's 40.
Okay, and it just came in the mail, and it was from Monday, October 14th. We've been talking about it. Can you actually go to court and fight this? Now, one of our great listeners, part of our B family, is Lawyer Steve. He says, I just want to give you food for thought that it wasn't an actual law enforcement that handed you the ticket. It was the camera.
They have the burden of proof of proving that that person deserves a speeding ticket, right? That's their burden of proof.
Right.
They have to show that.
Because it's registered to her.
Oh, so what? A million other people could be driving it, right?
How are you going to get out of the fact that it's registered to you? Whether a million other people drive it or not, you're still liable, correct?
No. When you get a speeding ticket, it's a speeding ticket issued to the driver. If you're driving a rented car and you get a speeding ticket, is it the problem of the rental company or you?
I get it when you say it like that, Lawyer Steve. I get it. So who was driving the car? I mean, are you smiling in the picture? No, it's really of your license plate, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you can see me in the car.
Yeah. I mean, if you're posing, that's one thing, but they don't see you.
Maybe I'm just brainwashed or something. I may just have my degree in theater and not know anything about it, but I don't know how you can get out of the liability. It is your vehicle, whether a million people drive it or not. If they have your license plate speeding, I feel like the person who's registered is liable.
All right.
I know. It's crazy, but that is good food for thought.
It is food for thought. Thank you, Laura. See, our Donuts Like text line is blowing up. You are not alone, Hope. Everybody's getting caught over there.
Because let me tell you right now, the speed trap zone starts right after you drive out of the S-curve on 490 East. Okay? If you're heading east on 490, right where the orange construction barrels and the white SUV with those yellow lights mark the location of the speed radar. You have to go 40. Every car, motorcycle, and truck, anything over 40, even 41, you're going to get a $50 fine if you're caught by that radar. So, just letting you know. They've made like millions off these cameras.
We're trying to help you.
Yes. I just totally told you exactly where it is.
Slow down, or you're going to get one of those surprises in the mail, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.